School districts around Nevada are getting a little boost in funding this year as part of the state's new weighted student formula. It's a program that seeks to put more money behind students that need additional resources. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick sat down with our education reporter Paul Boger to get the latest on the implementation of the program and what it could mean for schools in northern Nevada.
Paul, thanks for joining me. Let's start off with the basic premise. What is a weighted funding formula?
Yeah, so the concept behind a weighted formula at its core basically states that it costs more money to teach students who have greater needs, like those in special education, who come from more impoverished backgrounds, or are English language learners. So schools should get extra money to teach those students. You know, this is a move you're seeing more and more around the country, and it's more in line with what education officials and budget writers want to see. And when lawmakers here were discussing it, it garnered a lot of support. I mean, heck, even the governor referred to it as a unique opportunity to invest directly in students. Democratic Senator Mo Dennis of Las Vegas is chair of the Senate Education Committee. He says the program has the potential to really bring students in need of additional resources more in line with their counterparts.
What this bill did was provide some money now for the next 2 years, which gets resources to those schools that are the lowest achieving, because that's really where we can move the needle on education. If we help those kids in the bottom quartile move up, then we all move up together.
So how much money is this program putting towards schools this year?
On the grand scale of things, not much. In all, lawmakers put about $72 million into the formula statewide over the next 2 years. That's about $36 million a year. Mind you, that's in addition to money already provided to schools under the current funding system. That breaks down to about $1,200 a school year for every eligible student in the state. But you have to remember, the money is dedicated for specific students. So school districts with greater numbers of special needs students or children living in poverty or English language learners are going to get a greater piece of that pie. That means Clark County is getting the biggest portion of the cash, more than $34 million to be exact, this year. Washoe County, the next largest district in the state, is only getting about $380,000 in additional revenue. In rural districts, even less. Lyon County specifically is getting only about $8,400 this year. And that's because they only have a few students that meet the criteria set forward under the law. That's probably enough to buy a few computers or learning tools for those students, but it's not enough to pay a new teacher or anything like that.
Ultimately, what does this new funding mean for schools in northern Nevada? Is this going to fix the problem in special education or close the achievement gap?
You know, that's a great question. At this point, you're probably not going to see a whole lot of movement, at least not at first. If it's left in its current form, and what I mean by that is at its current funding level, it'll likely take years before you see direct improvements, at least here in northern Nevada. I mean, in all, schools are only getting about $1.8 million for the entire program. That's not a lot of money when it comes to K-12 education. You know, it's not a secret that poor students, children with special needs, at-risk students need additional resources. And at the end of the day, resources mean cash. So that being said, any additional cash is a good step forward. Now, if lawmakers decide in the future that this is the direction they want the state to go in, they're going to need to put their full force into it. They're going to have to put their full weight into it. That means the state's current funding mechanism is not adequate to support a weighted formula. According to even conservative estimates that we're hearing during the legislative session, it would cost the state an additional $1 billion in revenue over the biennium to implement a fully weighted funding formula statewide. And at this point, it seems lawmakers don't have the desire to pull the trigger on major new tax increases to support a weighted funding formula.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.